The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf chaf hem. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Avram ben Estevan ben Moshe ben Luna. Ruach Hashem tenichim began Eden. Amen. We are studying today's daf as well. L'rfu'ah shedema. Avraham ben Miriam, and not if an alor for the nefesh, for the goof, for talking about the Lord, so on and amen. Laslahat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's daf on Chav Dalet Amud Bet. And we start at the Mishnah, towards the bottom of the Amud. Tahor bechli heres, tame bechol akelim. Whatever is tahor by a earthenware vessel, is tame bechol akelim, is tame by other vessels. Tahor bechol akelim, whatever is tahor by other vessels, tameh bechli chayris. It's tameh bechli chayris. Different rules. What makes a keli chayris tameh, and what makes other kelim tameim? You know, I was going to start off with that. Teror banan, avir keli chayris tameh, vegabo tahor. Rashi, avir higia tum'a le'aviro velo nag'a. Let's say you have a sheretz that is suspended in the airspace of the keli chayris. So the airspace of the keli chayris already is metameh the keli chayris. Doesn't have to touch the walls of the Kli Chayres. The law is Kli Chayres metameh mitocho. It's metameh from within. However, it is not metameh megabo. Rashi vegabo taor. Afilu nega'a tumah begabo yana mekabe tumah bekach. Even if the Sheretz touch the outside walls of the Kli Chayres, it's not metameh. Only when it goes in the inside. So that's something that's tameh by Kli Chayres. But by other kelim, it's the exact opposite. To other kelim, it's only mitameh megabo, and it's not mitameh me'aviro, if it just was suspended. Avir kol kelim tahor, the airspace of all other kelim are tahor, the gaban tameh, but the outside, if you touch a metal kelim, let's say, from the outside, it's going to be tameh. Nimsa, tahor b'chli chayres, what's tahor by chli chayres, namely the outside, tameh b'chol ha'kelim. It's tameh b'chol ha'kelim. Tahor b'chol ha'kelim, namely the inside, tameh b'chli chayres. Okay, so comes the Gemara and says, min ha'nemileh. How do we know this concept that chli chayres is metameh ma'aviro? That the airspace is metameh detanu, Rabbanan, we have a braita. Tocho. It says by kli chayres, v'chol kli chayres asher yipol mehem betocho. So Yomara says, v'tocho, what it means tocho, inside of them, v'af al pi shelo naga. That even though the sheretz, let's say, did not touch, ata omer af al pi shelo naga, o eno ela imken naga. Who told you? Maybe when it says betocho, it means b'mash, it landed in the keli, it touched the base of the keli, or touched the sides of the keli. Who told you metocho, or betocho means suspended in the airspace. Rabbi Yonatan ben Abtulmos Omer, Ne'emar tocho letameh, Ne'emar tocho litameh. Ma tocho amur letameh, af al pi shelo naga, af tocho amur litameh, af al pi shelo naga. Rashi, Ne'emar tocho letameh, kishakli metameh ochlim shebetocho. Which means, let's say the keli itself is tameh. So the keli will be mitameh, the food that is inside of it. That's one case. Litameh. The keli, that's tameh already.
Any keli?
No, chayres is all these pesukim are chayres. That the keli chayres has the ability to mitameh, keli, food stuff that's within inside of it. Like it says, kol asher betocho yitma, v'ne'emar tocho litameh, kishakli mekabel tumah min asheretz. מה תוכו אמור לתמי אף הפי שלא נגע כלי למה שבתוכו מתמי כל האוכל משקים מתויים באוויר בכלי מפרש בכלי נשי נאו let's say you have Gemara is going to give the example of what I'll tell you now. You have food stuff inside the keli. Let's talk about, you have mustard seeds. It's filled to the top with mustard seeds. Okay, the walls of the keli has became tummy. However, the keli has become tummy already. All the mustard seeds inside become tummy as well. Exactly. Even though they're not touching the walls. Only the ones on the perimeter. But the ones inside in the middle are not touching. See what it says. Just like when the keli artist is mitameh, ochlin, even though it's not touching, so too when it becomes tameh, when the keli artist itself becomes tameh, even though the tumah is not touching. That's the Gemara's. Now, the Gemara has to prove to us, how do you know when food stuff falls in there, that the middle mustard seeds are not, do become tameh? That we didn't prove yet. Now, the Gemara has to do that right now. The Gemara says, Behata minalan, and over there, by food stuff that's in the keli hayres, how do you know? Amar Rabbi Yonatan, HaTorah her'ida al keli hayres, the Torah testified when it said kol asher b'tocho by the keli hayres, ba'afilu male hardan, that even if it's filled with mustard seed, that she top line, shekli enu nogeya b'kudo, the keli is not touching everything, ela b'mach esamuk ledefanot, it's only touching what's close to the walls. The middle seeds are just metameh from the airspace. Okay. So now she has a question. Who told you it's working like that? Maybe it's metameh, meaning you have the mustard seed touching the wall, and then that mustard seed touches another mustard seed, touches another mustard seed. So it's not metameh from airspace, it's metameh from nigi'ah. So that she says, you cannot say that. Because number one, we have a law by food stuff. Food stuff is not mitameh, another food stuff, unless it's the shiur of a kabetza. So therefore, these mustard seeds, first of all, are not the shiur of a kabetza. Secondly, ve'od en ochel mitameh ochel. Food stuff is not mitameh, another food stuff. Thirdly, ve'od, in kin zeh shiri v'zeh shiri shiva, shiru yasiri v'ir tameh taim sa'im. How far you want to go? The keli is rishon. The mustard seed that's touching it will be a rishon. Okay? Or the mustard seed will be a sheni. A shini will make a shilishi. How far you want to go? How far do you go? Mustard seed is not a korban. So the most you'll be able to go is to a shini. So therefore, it must not be that it's actually contracting tum'ah mamash, meaning from touching something. It must be it's contracting tum'ah from the avir. Oh, so just like by food that's inside becomes tameh, even though it's not touching the walls, so too the keli itself will become tame, even though the tumah is not touching the walls. Amar le, labada barahava, the rabba. You took the sheretz out. That's it. Once it enters the airspace, the keli is tame.
But he's saying the airspace also is
now. Yeah. Let's assume the keli was empty. Forget about the two cases. Just the mitame the keli. Keli was tahor. The chayrish took a sheretz. The dead mouse, they suspended on a string. They dropped it in the airspace, pulled it out. That's it. The keli is tame. The airspace already is mitame belini giyah. Just like you see that when the keli artist is tameh, it's mitameh b'lini giyah. Okay. Rabbi says, "Amar le'rabada barahava, le'rabah, v'yeh keli hayres mitameh megabo mekav v'homer." Now we go make the same kav v'homer that we've been making the past few days. Why don't you say keli hayres should be mitameh from the back, from the outside, from a kav v'homer, and say, "Uma kol hakelim she'en mitameim ma'aviram, mitameim megaban keli hayres shemitameh." All of the kelim that are metameh megaban, but they're not metameh metochan. Kedi hayres that is metameh metochan. Kav omri shi metameh megabo. Amar kera, so the pasuk says, vechol keli patuach asher en samid patil alav. This is talking about a keli that is in a ohel with a mit. So whatever is under the ohel with the mit becomes tameh. But the law of kelim is like this. Any keli that does not have a tzamid patil, that doesn't have a seal on it, is going to become tameh. If it does not have a seal, then the tumah will go into the keli. But if it's tzamid patil, and it's covered and has a seal on it, the seal saves it from tumah. So the Gemara says, Ezu keli, shetumato, kodemet lefetcho, which type of keli must be talking about? a type of keli that when you take the seal off, it'll become tameh without even touching anything. What does that must be? Have you made a keli hines? Which means the second you take the seal off, the tuma goes straight through the airspace. So we make a deal. Only when there's no semit patil, when there's no covering on it, seal on it, then it'll be tameh. Hayes semit patil alav tahor. But if it has a semit patil on it, even though something touches it on the side, which is when it talks about a kidney hadish in a oil of a mint, it says semit patil. If it's covered, it's tahor. I mean, how can it be tahor? Maybe it has a cover on it over here. Maybe you don't say a tumah touches it on the side. It's mashma. No, the only way it'll be tameh, no tzamid patil. Mashma, if it has a tzamid patil on it, no tumah. Ah, so there we see that there's no megabo. Because if it was tameh megabo, even when it's tzamid patil on it, if something touched it, it can become tameh. The fact is, it has only way that it talks about tumah kelihan. This tzamid patil saves it. Why should it save it? If the tumah comes from the side, it's not going to save it. If it touches it, ela, you see what? That must be it's only metameh from the inside and not from the outside. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, klipatua, medekapid apetha. And the fact that the Torah was makpid, is the kili opened or not? Shema mina bekli hayreskai. Must be, first of all, that from deduction, that must be talking about the kili hayres. The ezekli shitumato kodim betor. The ezekli mergila Torah et tumal lehashkim umapel velabot derech betor. Which kili comes via its petah? That's kili hayres. הביאו מזה כלי חרס, תכתיב לכם מגבי בדוקתה חריתי אל תוכו. היש סמית פתיר עליו, אבל אז את סמית פתיר, she says, שמצומדת מגופתו עליו לפיו יפה, it's sealed nicely, פתיל מגופו, מגופו, it's a covering, טהור, אף הפי שהוא באוהל המת, תקלב באוהל המת, או שתי אלמה לא נטועה מגבו, exactly, even though it's an oil המת, and even though Tumah is touching the, or hovering on the outside of the keli, and you see that the outside of the keli is not the issue by a keli hayres, and the only megavo comes. Gemara says, so Gemara says, v'yihu kol hakelim metameim me'aviran mekal b'chomer. Let's go the other way now. Let's say that all kelim that are not keli hayres, they should become nitma, even me'aviram, from a kavahomer. What's a kavahomer? Uma kili hayres. She'en metameh megabo, metameh me'aviro, kol hakelim, she'metameh megaban, enudin she'metameh me'aviram, from a kavahomer the other way. And what? Kili hayres, that's not metameh megabo. That's metameh, I'm sorry, that's metameh metocho, and not metameh megabo. Other kelim that is metameh megabo kavahomer to be metameh metocho. Gemara says Amar kira tocho shel ze velo tocho shel acher. When it says the word tocho, kol asher yipol betocho, tocho is mashma tocho of this, but not tocho of something else. Only tocho of keli ayres. We have a restriction. So Gemara says, wait. V'hane tocho ha-darshinu. We are doresh these tochos already. Which means now you're telling me we have two tochos. We have tocho to teach me, number one, that what goes into the keli, even though it doesn't touch it, will be metameh. And only dafka baya keli hayres. And then we have another one to tell me that gezerah shava, that just like what goes in, just like the food stuff becomes metameh betocho, even though it didn't touch the walls, so too what goes in the keli itself to metameh the keli hayres will be metameh, not to touch the walls. Because gezerah shava tocho tocho. So the Gemara says, you're telling me now one gezerah shava is tocho tocho, and now you tell me another tocho is coming to teach me what only keli hayres and not something else. So the Gemara says, wait, we are doresh these tochos. That tocho already we were doresh for something else. How can we do this? The same tocho. It's different than Ashot. Look at Ashi. Had the Rishinu, had the Gufa. One stamp you teach me the law of tocho. Had the Gezerah Shava. The Ne'emah tocho le Tameh. Which means, one you need just to tell me the law that tocho is Metameh. The Gufa. And one you need is the Gezerah Shava, like we learned, that just like the food stuff is Metameh. so too, so too the keli is metame. Now you want to tell me another metocho is coming to teach me? Dafka keli heres. But we use all of them already, because it only says metocho twice in the parasha. So they're all accounted for. How could you learn the third mitochor now to tell me Dafka Kedi Haides? They're all accounted for. What farm? It says mitochor twice in the Parashat Kedi Haides. One of them we're using to teach me the law itself. That it's Metameh Ma'aviro. And the other one we're coming to tell me that Gezirat Sheva, that just like the food stuff is not Metameh, even though it's not touching, so to the Kedi the Kedi itself. So the Gemara says, "Arba'a tocho ketivi." Really, there's four tochos written in the parasha of Kedi Haides. It's really not four tochos; it's two tochos, but it could have said the word toch. So therefore, each tocho is two, toch and o, toch tocho, toch tocho. So they have four derashot. Again, it says the word by Kedi Haides tocho twice. It could have said the word toch. The fact that it's a tocho. So we're going to doresh, toch and o. Toch and o. So then we have four available dirashot for tocho. Once you have four dirashot, everything is good now. The Gemara explains. Tocho, toch tocho. Okay, because it says tocho, which we're going to be doresh. Toch, tocho. And it says it twice. Toch, had legufe, vehad legezera shaba. Okay, one is for itself, to teach me the deen itself, that it's metameh betocho, and not megabo. And one is to teach me the gezerah shava. Now, we said that by the food stuff, it's not going to be metameh, even though it's not touching. The had tocho shel... It'll be metameh even though it's not touching, the matzotzi. The had tocho shel zeh velo tocho shel acher. Well, that's what we need it now. I want to tell me, davka tocho av keli heres. And not the tocho of another type of keli. The had tocho, velo toch tocho. Oh, that's a new derash. Now, one derash of tocho is teaching me that dafka was inside the walls of the keli haides. Tocho, but not toch tocho. Maze toch tocho. You have a keli haides. There's tum'ah in the airspace of this keli haides. Okay, so this keli haides b'shur is metameh. You have another keli haides inside. Toch tocho. You have another keli haides. It's inside the outer keli haides. And inside that keli haides, there's food. This keli haides, the Gemara is going to say, or the Rashi is going to teach us, is protruding outside. It's standing outside, like you see in the picture over here. You see, you have an outer keli haides, you have an inner keli haides. You know, the neck of the inner keli haides is higher, and you have food stuff that's in this inner keli haides. So the question is the stuff inside the inner keli haides going to become tameh or not? So the Gemara says no. Tocho, ta'afka, what's inside the outer keli haides, but what's inside the inner keli haides is considered toch tocho. That's not going to be a metameh. And the Gemara says, "Va'afilu keli shetef." And even if that inner keli is not a keli haides, even if it's, let's say, a metal keli, it's still not going to be metameh what's inside of it. I'll explain to you what that va'afilu is. But put all this aside. Now we have all the tochos accounted for. What tocho teaches me legufe? To teach me keli haides metameh metocho and not megabo. And what is to teach me over here that the food stuff is going to be metameh even though it's not touching the walls? And one is coming to teach me davka keli haides metameh metocho and not other keli. The third tocho, the fourth tocho is coming to teach me tocho, but not toch tocho. Now let's read it inside the sheet. Arba'a kira'e ketivi. Tre tocho. It just says two tochos. Ubchol had avi matzilim ktav toch. It couldn't say just toch. Vekatav tocho. Had legufe. Toch amur letame legufe. Ata shi itame akeli kol ochlin umashkim shema aviro. Ava pishlon agam. So, had legufe is the mustard seed case. That what? That if the keli is tame, the keli haris is tame, and you have a bunch of mustard seeds inside, the middle seeds will become tame even though it's not touching the outer part of the keli. That's the legufe. And then the had is the gezerah shava, ללמוד על הכלי שיקבל תומה מן האוויר. And just like the mustard seeds מקבל תומה מהאוויר, the keli itself will become תמה מהאוויר. So don't forget, had לגופה, get that clear. Had לגופה is the mustard seed case. The gezerah shavah is just like the mustard seeds in the middle of the keli become tame, even though they're not touching the walls of the keli. So too the keli will become tame itself, even though the sheretz is suspended in the air, not touching the keli itself. That's the gezerah shavah. Go on. Huh? Keli hayres. It says the word tocho only by keli hayres. Third gezerah. Third derash. Tocho v'lotok tocho v'yukli shetav matzir. Okay. Imaya keli munach betok keli hayres. Okay, the inner keli, its neck is protruding out. So comes the Rashid says, and the inner keli is protruding outside from the outer. The inner keli is protruding above the inner keli. And there's food stuff in the inner keli. And the tumah is in the outer keli. The ochlim that are in the inner keli like this are not going to become to me. They love tocho de kli cheres nino, because it's not considered in the airspace of the kli. It's toch tocho. It's in the kli cheres. It's something else. Which when do we say the kli cheres is going to be mitame? Only what's inside tocho, but not what's inside. So it's inside. Lo toch tocho. Ela toch tocho vaafilu kli shetet b'zeh ez hatush. Even if the inner kli is a metal keli. Now a metal keli can become tameh from its outside. Oh, so therefore you might say, I didn't say keli hayres is matzil, because it saves. It's because the outside does not become tameh, the outside of the walls don't become tameh, the food stuff is inside, and this is toch toch, no problem. But maybe you'll tell me about keli shetef, that once the outside of the keli becomes tameh, so now commit tameh the food stuff that is inside. So the Gemara says, afilu keli shetef will be matzil. One palm. Keli, huh? So. Ve'lo me'baya penimi im gamu keli hayres de matzil. For sure, if it's hayres, I understand the matzil. Why? The keman de elo metame megabo. Since the keli hayres is not metame from the outside, lo netma ve'chotzes of that tumah shebeavid ha'itzon. And afilu keli shetef de metame megabo. Ve'ikar leman lo yachutz of that tumah matzil la'ochtim shebetocho shehare gam hu lo netma. Because it also doesn't become tamem v'chotzetz. Why? The imishum dinagam b'chitzon. Maybe if they were touched. Let's say the outside of the keli shetef touched the chitzon. But what's the chitzon? The chitzon outer keli at most is a rishon. A rishon cannot metame kelim. A rishon is only metame ochlim u'mashkim to make teme sheni. So even that's the composition. Even if it was touching, what is it touching? It's touching the keli hayres, the outer one. The outer ones that he's showing, it cannot be mitameh the outside of the inner. A keli can only become tameh from an avatuma, not from a lishon. Oh, maybe you'll tell me no. Anything that's in the airspace of a keli chayres becomes tameh, and this inner keli is in the airspace. No, only food stuff that's in the keli hayres in the airspace becomes tameh, not kelim. And then when the keli is not going to become tameh because it's not a food stuff. Hani mid ochlim u'mashkin, aval kelim em tameim. So therefore, it's not going to become tameh, even though a keli shetef can be tameh begabo, but the gabo is not going to affect it in this case. Because even if the gabo is touching the outside keli, no good. And even what does that mean? That does not touch. Anything that's in the airspace of a keli hayres becomes tameh. Any food stuff that's in the airspace, but not a keli itself, and that is the tocho.
The inner keli was lower than the outside.
Oh, that may be a problem.
Is it also talking about only?
Because for some reason they learned only a case where the neck is outside. Then it things work. Then it's in.
But it's also only if you put the sheretz in the airspace of the larger keli.
Of course,
that's
tocho. There's a toch tocho because it's in the outer one, and you want to impact the inner one. So it's toch tocho. It's not betocho. It's in another keli. So, okay.
One of the tochos you said is a reshon, two from each one. But one of the explanations is a tocho toch that one.
Yes, that's the third one.
But you need the whole word tocho for that.
Again, everyone is still toch.
Because you said that, I understand that. But the word toch, so, you need the whole word toch.
No, no. Why did you say toch? Just say toch.
Because toch.
Toch means toch is good. Toch would teach me inside. Whatever's inside.
How will teach you inside that one?
That's the oh. That's the oh. That's exactly the point. The extra oh comes and teaches me dafka hennis and not something else. Comes again when I says. Now the Gemara says Hadushya. Why don't we say that all other kelim, let's say metal kelim, called keli shetet, that's called, should not become tameh from the outside. Lo yu kol kelim mitameh megaban, ela mitochan ubenegi'a. They should only become tameh from the inside and when it's touching on the inside. Mekal vachomer, from mekal vachomer. Ma keli hayretz. שמתמה מאווירו. הכלי חרס is מתמה from the airspace. ואינו מתמה מגבו, but not from the outside. כל הכלים שאין מתמאים מאווירם. All other כלים that are not מתמה from the airspace, אינו דין שאין מתמאים מגבה. Yeah. Which means, the כלי חרס is מתמה מעביר מתוכו, but it's not מתמא מגבו. So these other כלים that are not מתמא מתוכו, certainly it should not be מתמא מגבו. So then where should the tumah come from? Maybe דווקא inside when it's touching the כלי. Maybe דווקא when the shetet fell inside the כלי and touched it. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what tumah is on a regular כלי שתן. אמר קרא וכוד כלי פתוח אשר אין סמית פתיר עליו תמאו. Hay hu dechi en samid patir avtameh. Hay yes samid patir tahor. Ha kol hakelim ben yes samid patir alehem ben en samid patir alehem metameim. Which is when it talks about the klit that's in the oil. It says v'chol klit patur shel en samid patir alav tamehu. It says who? Only this one. Only the keli heres. It'll make a difference if there's a samid patir or not. If there's no covering on it, inside. If there is a covering on it, not going to affect the outside. Who? That only is said by Kili Chayres. Mashieke Kili Shetef. Doesn't matter. Because even if it has a covering on it, since it's going to hit the outside, it's going to be comfortable. So if the who tells me that the inside-outside law only applies to the Kili Chayres. Mashieke the other Kili, it's not going to be metameh inside at all. Only going to be metameh, which it'll be metameh inside, of course, if it touches it from the inside. But it's not going to be metameh from the airspace inside. Look at Ashi. She says, "Ela mitochanu v'negi'a." Right before they get wide, the she's, "Ela mitochanu v'negi'a." Ad she yipul otchem v'yiga b'hem. V'nemadai asher yipul alav al shulav v'adufana, which means maybe when it says by kili shetef asher yipul alav, maybe asher yipul alav means inside touching the base of the kili. Who told you asher yipul alav means from the outside? מכאן החומר, אומר כלי חרס שמתמא מאווירו בלא נגיעה, אין מתמא מגבו אפילו מנגיעה. אמר כאן וכל כלי פתוח, דאדקר פתיחה בכלי ארץ כמה מכתיב האלה, ואומר, אני תתלו על החומר בסמים פתיר בכלל, דאילה אפילו שמפתיר לב תמים אלפים מגבה, אני תאג לי. דווקא כלי חרס, that makes a difference between if you cover it or not, because it gets מתמא from the inside. Who? מה שאין כן, כרגל כלי שטף, doesn't matter if it has a cover or not, because it'll be מתמא from the outside. Yeah, of course. But we said maybe only that. Okay, Mishnah. Tahor b'chli aetz, tameh b'chli matichot. Tahor b'chli matichot, tameh b'chli aetz. Okay, we have two types of kelim. We have kelim aetz and kelim matichot. Both are susceptible to tum'ah, but they have different rules. Okay, rule number one. Kelim aetz, to become tameh, has to have a bet kibul. Has to have a receptacle, to have received something. But it does not have to be finished. It doesn't have to be a finished product to become tamer. So as there's a bit kibul, it's okay. Kli'etz. Okay? We call that pishute kli'etz. That even though it's not complete, it'll have the ability to be susceptible to tumah. Whereas klimatech is the opposite. Klimatech davka only when it is finished is it going to be mekabel tumah. But not necessarily that it has to have a bit kibul. So we're going to see what's metameh over here is metameh over there. So Gemara will say that right away. Gemara, taru le banan. Golme keli'etz. Golme is incomplete, like a golem. It's It's not finished, unfinished. Kol mekeli ha'etz teme'im. Pishutehem teorim. But pishutehem, meaning if it's just a flat keli, it doesn't have a receptacle, would be teorim. But the opposite, kol mekeli matechet teorim. Unfinished. Kli matechot is tahor. Pishutehem teme'im. But if it's pashut without a receptacle, it's still going to be tamen nimsa'a. Tahor bechli aetz, tameh bechli matechot, tahor bechli matechot, tameh bechli aetz. Very good. Rashi. We have to source all these laws now. Look at Rashi. Golmeh. Shelo nigmerah kol melachtam. That's what golmeh means. It was not finished. Kedufaresh ve'azil. Avan nigmerah hakikatan ve'ruin hen etashmishan. Okay. Pishutehen afilu nigmerah melachtam. Why? If it's pishuteh keli aetz, which doesn't have a receptacle, but it's complete. Doesn't matter. Teorin. Yitkish es lesak. Because it says in the Torah, o etz o sak. Sack, like a sackcloth. So it's like a bag made out of goat's hair. Mekod keli aetz o beged or o sack. Mas sack betel my levirekan. Just like a sack, you can fill it up. It has a receptacle. Af kol metaltel my levirekan. So too, a keli aetz has to be something that is able to receive something. Which is, so long as the kli matechot is finished, the melacha is done, it's finished, the kli matechot lo etkush tesar, v'tumat kli matechot kut parashah Midyan. This is parashah. Kli matechot is written in the parashah Midyan, when it says, ak et ha-zahav ve'et ha-kesef. Okay, so that's the difference between kli ayetz and kli matechot. Now the Gemara comes along and says,
example, the metal knife is a kli.
Exactly. Very good. A metal knife that does not have a kli kibul, whereas a wooden item would not be tameh, but a metal, yeah.
So
it's finished. Ve'eluen golmi keli aetz. Okay, the following items are golmi, unfinished etzim products. That would become tameh, as long as they have a bet kibul. Kol sha'atid lashuf. Okay, give me the words in English. Lashuf is what? To sand it? Or to polish it. So it's lacking polishing. The shabbats. The studded. I guess you're putting little things on it. She says, the shabbats. The shumish pesot. When the mitzvah asuim ki mazligim ki tanim. Ki mo pekenim ber amtsan de fazer masakat ida. Gushim osarim let kobe mislidim. They put nails in it. For decorative purpose. They put like nails around it to make it pretty. That's unfinished. I mean, all the exactly. Unfinished means it's lacking decoration. All these things to be decorative. I didn't polish it yet.
Finishing touches,
exactly. The shabbats. What else you have? The garer. What, the sand it? Yeah, planed it. You planed it with the sand. The kharkev.
Banded.
Okay, let's see what that means. Shahokek bin hakikot gedolot. Okay. They bang decorative figures into it. Leatiyah betunas. Yeah, the sandpaper. They use the oar of the dog, the flesh, what do you call it, the skin of the fish to sand it. Mehusar kan. Okay, it's missing. It doesn't have a base yet to it. Or ogan. Ogan is like the lip in the top of the candy. The rim, we'll call that. Or ozen. What's missing? A handle. Tamet. Because bottom line, it's all decorative items. It's still functional without these items. However, mechusar chatita tahor. But if you didn't dig it out, chatita, you didn't hollow it out to make it a receptacle, it's going to be tahor. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Of course, it's pashut. Mechusar chatita pshita. You got to tell me that, it's not a keli then. That's pashut. I said, la, tzedicha dehak keviza bekabba. Which means, the case is talking about Rashi. It says, bottom Rashi of the page. Kli shebedaton lahokan shalzi kabba. Let's say the guy's intention was you wanted to hold a kav. V'chakag bo gimelugin. You only chiseled it out 3/4 of the way. Right. Av apish toy l'melacha. Even though it's you can hold 3/4 of a kav. Bo il. V'leshem kav itchil bo. V'dato l'shlima lo avi gemar melacha. Like I said, gemar melacha, his intention was to do more. Now, when it comes to v'elu en golmei kli matechot. Now, golmei kli matechot, we said, are unfinished. And therefore, they're not going to become susceptible to tumah. What is considered golmei kli matechet? Kol she'atid lashuf. Same thing. Lashuf is what, to polish them. The shabbats is to stud them. The gared is to sand them, to plane them. The charker is to make this design on it. The kish bekunas, or you still want to straighten it out. The keli is not straight, so you need to bang it with the hammer to make it straight. Mehusad kan, if it's missing its base, or ugan, or the lip, the rim, or ozen, or it's missing the ear, the handle, tahor. Mehusad kisui tamen. But if it's missing just the cover, it's going to be tamen. Because the cover is a separate keli. The cover is not considered the finishing touch of the original keli. It's considered a separate keli, so it's going to be tamen. Now the question is like this. Why is that so? Why is it that by a keli, mateche, it's got to be finished? All the studs and all the different things that you have to make it finished, complete. Whereas it's even though it's unfinished, what's the pshat in that? What's the logic in that? So the Gemara says, "Mai shena hane, umai shena hane." What's the difference? Rabbi Yohanan amar, "Huil v'lechavod asuyin." Maz lechavod nashi. Hanach de matechet. Matechet, usually when a person has company, let's say, you serve the hashuv keli, matechet and all that. So, since it's a normal way to use these things in the mechubad, you're not going to use them unless they're finished. You're not going to serve it until it's complete. If it's missing the base, it's missing a handle, you don't serve it. But she'ekin keli, it's cheap. It's not usually for a guy, but for a guy, it's used even when it's unfinished. So therefore, you go according to the usage of the keli. The keli matechet is used the chabed orchim, for example. So therefore, that's why it's going to become tamei only when it's done, when already it's at that level where you serve with it. Mashenken the keli matechet doesn't go that far. That's the first rabbi. That's who the Rabbi Yohanan. Which means they're expensive. And normally keli matechet are expensive. They're made to be sold. You can't sell it without the finishing touches. Mashenken keli, you don't sell it. It's not really expensive. So therefore, without the finishing touches, become tamei. So again, two different reasons here. Now, will there be enough kamina between the two reasons? There'll be enough kamina.
No, in these cases.
No, besides keli haines and keli matechet. Will there be enough kamina where they tell me the reason is, besides the reason we just gave between haines and not haines, between etz and matechet, is it the chabed or is it because of expensive? So Gemara says, "My benayu, what will be the difference? Ika benayu kili etzim, boneware. Oh, so boneware that she says the mehem yikarim, it is expensive. Ve'en asuyim the chabed, but you don't use it to serve. You don't serve guests with it." Oh, so if according to Rav Nachman, that his barometer is what? Expensive. So it's not going to be tamei until it's finished. But according to Rav Nachman and Yohanan, you serve with it. You don't serve with it. Therefore, it'll be like kiliyitz. So the nefkeh will be, how do you treat kiliyitz? Now, the azda Rav Nachman, the tamei. And Rav Nachman will follow his reasoning. The amar Rav Nachman, kiliyitzim, kichli matecho damu. Very good. Rav Nachman said it clearly. That boneware is like metalware. That what? Only going to be tameh when it's finished. Bechlav, the kli etzim mekabel tumah. No. Before we go even further, you're telling me that kli etzim, who told you boneware is mekabel tumah in the first place? You're implying that boneware is mekabel tumah. Gemara says, yes, Netanya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yochanan ben Berakhia omer, ma talmud lomar, v'chol ma'ase izim, tethata'u. It says, anything that's made of ma'ase izim, what's ma'aseh izim? Made from goats. Should becomes tamen if you have to purify it. Now, what is that to say ma'aseh izim? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, ve'hecha remiza. Where is it hinted in the Torah? Boneware. So it says, kol ma'aseh izim. Anything that comes from the izim. Now, what comes from the izim? Well, besides the hair, besides the flesh. What about the horns? What about the bones? Gemara says, "Lehavi dabar abba min aizim." To come to include things that come from the aizim, for example, min akanaim, that's the horns, min atelafayim, that's the hoofs. Now, that's only telling me by goats. Shar behema v'chaya minayim. How do I know by other behemoth as well? Tamud domar v'chol maase. Bechol Maase comes to include other animals. Imken Matamud Omar Ezim. So then, if it's coming to include all animals, why did you tell me goats then? So what I says, Prat Le'ofot. It's coming to exclude birds. That the bones of the birds are not going to become Teme'im. Rashi. Prat Le'ofot Sipurne Grifun Shosim Hem Kelim. Let's say they made from the nails of the birds. They make certain types of kelim. Those kelim are not going to become tameh. So only boneware from animals, goats and things like that, but not other cases. So what do we learn from over here? We have keli aetz, and we have keli matechet, and we have keli aetzin. It's going to be a mahloket where keli aetzin falls into. There's a fall into keli aetz, or there's a fall into keli matechet. Okay, next Mishnah. Okay, now we talk about Ma'asot, terubot ma'asot. Let's talk about the chiyuv of giving ma'asin on almonds. Leave almonds. Let's talk about fruit. Generally speaking, when do you have to give the ma'asin on a fruit? Once it's finished its development and it's edible. It has to be edible. It has to be ra'ui. So we're going to discuss different types of almonds that have different states of development and different edibility. Ha'chayav b'shkedim amarim patur b'metukim. Ha'chayav b'metukim patur b'marim. There's two types of almonds. There's bitter almonds, and then there's sweet almonds. Whatever's going to be chayav by the bitter almond is going to be patur by the sweet almond. Whatever's going to be chayav by the sweet almond is going to be patur by the bitter. I'll spend the outside. A bitter almond starts off bitter when it's small. And then as it gets bigger, it gets even more bitter. So by the time it gets big, it's unedible. So therefore, the chayuv of bitter almonds is only when it is small.
So it's bitter.
Ot pam. Bitter almonds, when they're small, they're bitter. When they get bigger, they get even more bitter. They're unedible. So therefore, the chayuv of ma'aser on a bitter almond will be when it is a katan. Masha'en ken, sweet almonds, the bigger they get, the sweeter they get. And therefore, their chayuv is only going to be when they're fully developed, when they are big. So, the chayuv of sweet almonds is when they're big, which is the patur on bitter almonds. And the chayuv on bitter almonds when they're small is the patur on the sweet almonds. Gemara. Tarabanan. Shekedim hambarim. The bitter almonds. Ketanim hayavim. Keturim hayavim, because they're edible stuff. Gedulim peturim. Metukim is the exact opposite. Gidulim hayavim, ketanim peturim.
Are they edible when they're small?
The sweet. Yeah, but they're not finished their development. That's when they finish their development. Now she says metukim hayavim shenigmar periyam. So you need gmar peri as well. You need edibility gmar peri.
You don't have gmar peri on the.
Well, gmar peri for edibility.
Edibility.
So Kamsi Gavaran says. Now she says. Ketanim hayavim b'maraseh shedarkam le'ochlam b'kotnam. It's the derech to eat the bitter almonds when they're small. Kodim shumarim before they become bitter. Good. Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosef Omer mishum abiv. So Rabbi Yishmael said the name of his father. Ze vaze liftor. Both of them are patur, which means not only are small sweet ones patur, but small, bitter ones also patur for ma'asir. Why? And she says, "Zeh v'zeh liftor ketanim patrim b'marim b'metukim." Doesn't say why. Continue the Gemara. Ve'amri la zeh v'zeh lihayuv. And some say the exact opposite. Both are going to be hayav. That just like big, sweet ones hayav, big, bitter ones also hayav. Nashi. Gedolim. Ben marim ben betukim. Come on, first, marim ha'azut. What can you do with them? Amar bi el'a. Hora rabbi hanina betzipuri. Kedevre omer ze beze liftor. Good. The rabbi in Tzipuri announced that the halakha is like the one that says patur. That what? Yeah, patur on small, sweet ones as well as small, bitter ones. Against our Mishnah. Ze beze liftor. But according to the opinion that says that Yahayav on Gidolim, Gedolim lemaychazu. I understand gedolim by the sweet ones. Peri's finished, it's edible. But once the bitter ones get big, they're unedible. What do you mean hayav ma'aser? How can it be hayav? Amar b'yochanan u'il b'yachol lematikan al yedei ha'ud. You can sweeten them up by putting them in the fire. Roast them. Roast the almonds. You roast them and it loses its bitterness. But now we understand the logic of the rabbi that says that even when they're gedolim, they're going to be hayav ma'aser because you can fix them. The only question is, what's the logic of the opinion that says ketanim? I understand ketanim by the sweet ones, it's patur because you didn't finish its development. But ketanim by the bitter ones, they're edible, so they should be hayav. Why does it say patur? What's the logic of the business? Zev ze peturim. That we have to find out. The reason why it says zev ze peturim, the mefarshim explain. ששכנים אמרים נאכלים כשכותבים מכל מקום מכיוון שהם קטנים אין נחשבים לפי גמור. And you wanted to say, bottom line, since they still have more development to go. The bitter ones, even though now they're small and edible, they didn't finish their, although they finished their growth for eating wise, but they didn't finish their growth in the process. So therefore the first rabbi is going to say, you need two things. You need it to finish its growth and be edible. So therefore, ketanim by sweet, they didn't finish their growth, even though they're edible. And marim, even though they're edible, they didn't finish their growth. They're both going to be patur. Second opinion says no. Zeh veze peturi is the reverse. He says gedolim are both going to be hayav. Even when, because it finished its growth. Finished its growth. And they're both edible. This one, ayideh fire. Ayideh ul. Baruch adonai le'olam. Amen.